Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titles. The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2822, and today's date is July 12th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Scavino Sends Message, We Serve at the Pleasure of the President, Donald J. Trump, Kagan. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the private Western Central Bank, the corrupt politicians, every move they make to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, people are starting to understand and realize what their true motives are. They don't have a cover story. They're not hiding in the shadows or behind the curtain. Everything is right out in front. And people could see the truth now, and they could see their true agenda and actually their actions. That's which is very, very important, because it's not what they're saying. It's actually what they're doing. And people can see their actions, and it's very, very clear that their actions are not matching what they're saying. where they're telling us the economy's doing great. There is no sign of a recession. Remember, they told us there was no inflation, that fuel prices were going to go down. But their actions, they are completely opposite of what they're telling us. And we can see now that everything that they're trying to do is in line with the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And they're breaking down the system as we know. Now, remember, their system is an illusion. It's a central bank illusionary system that we have been in for a very, very long time. All they're doing right now is having a controlled demolition to bring us into their new system. This is why they're prepping all of it. This is why they need fossil fuels, the prices, to go way, way up. This is why they need that to bring in the green energy part of it. They need the farmers not to farm. Why? Because they want to force us into eating bugs. They want the farmlands for themselves. This way they can control the population. The last part of it is the currency. They want the central bank digital currency. So everything that we're witnessing right now with inflation, high fuel prices, is to bring us into this new system. And yes, they're going to say, we need the central bank digital currency because this will control bank runs. This will control inflation. This will control, actually, we the people. And I do believe that people are actually seeing this. And you can see their actions by everything that they're doing right now. And what we're seeing right now is that the euro right now has fallen to dollar parity for the first time in 20 years. That is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Biden, he's doing nothing to help the fossil fuel problem where we need fuel, gas to power our machinery. We know that he's doing the opposite. Even though he's trying to convince everyone, he's trying to help. Oh, look, I'm using the strategic petroleum reserves. That's not helping. Actually, that's hurting the situation. And we know that he's selling this off to Chinese companies, which his son and himself are involved in. And we know that they created this entire situation. They shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. They went ahead and they placed more regulations to make it a lot tougher for oil companies to actually drill. They also reneged on a lot of the lease agreements. And now out in Alaska, we can see there might be another Alaskan oil project that could be shelved over environmental concerns. Now, I find this very interesting because they keep on bringing up environmental concerns. Can you imagine what happens when you place solar panels across fields, miles and miles and miles of fields? Doesn't that have an environmental impact? How about the windmills when birds are flying by and they're just being sliced up? Isn't that a problem? Think about what they're really doing here. Now, if we go back in time, we know that the Trump administration, they actually approved this deal. This was back in 2020 during Trump's time in the White House. And the decision was going to help the situation here in America. It was going to make the country completely energy independent, which we were energy independent, but this would put it over the top. And this was going to create a lot of jobs in Alaska. 1,000 jobs were expected during peak construction and more than 400 jobs during operations. So this was going to help the Alaskan community. And we can see right now that the deep state players, the central bank, the puppet masters, they're going to pull the plug on this. Now, the project was going to deliver about $160,000 of barrels per day of crude. That is quite a bit. And with reserves estimated at between 400 and 750 million barrels, the lifetime of the project was estimated at up to 30 years when they did this back in 2019. Now, that is very interesting. Now, they don't want this to move forward. Why? Because this would counter their plans. And most likely, we'll see this completely shut down from the environmental report. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Biden is out there and he's continually telling everyone, hey, look, I'm creating all these jobs. Look, unemployment's going down. And what we come to know is that when you shut down everything artificially and then turn it back on, you're not creating jobs. People are just going back to the same exact job. And this individual, E.J. Antoni, a researcher fellow from Regional Economics at the Heritage Foundation, started to look into the numbers and said, well, wait a minute. It seems that what they're reporting about the jobs isn't on the up and up. He said the number of full-time employees is down by 70,000 since March. We've lost several hundred full-time jobs a day for the last 3 months. Increased demand for labor often means that full-time employees are replaced by part-time employees who often work multiple jobs and fewer hours. Once you account for the potential double counting from the establishment survey and multiple job holders going up so much, you're left with only 59,000 job increase for the month of June. For the last four reports, the household job numbers have actually gone down on net, and we had two big declines that dragged the whole number down. Antoni further maintained that June's unemployment rate was artificially low at 3.6% due to the way it is calculated. If we were to have a labor force participation rate that was on par with the pre-pandemic trend, the unemployment rate would be about 5%, putting us in very similar position to the late spring or early summer of 2008 with that recession. And we need to remember, the central bank needed to manipulate a lot of things to make it look like their illusionary economy was doing well. You needed to manipulate what? The stock market. You needed to manipulate the gold market. You need to manipulate the statistical information, which I mean by that is inflation. You need to manipulate those numbers. You need to change the calculation. You need to change the unemployment calculation because you need to manipulate all the data to make it look like the economy is doing well, even though the economy's not doing well. And now, since everything's been accelerated and people can see the truth, people are not waiting 10, 20, 30 years to find out, hey, there's inflation. They're finding out with a snap of a finger in a very short period of time that, whoa, wait a minute, look what just happened here. And they can't stop this. And they know that if they try to stop it, if they try to reverse things, it's going to be a complete an utter disaster. So they have to continue with their mission. And as they continue with their mission, every move they make, it gets worse and worse. Now we're seeing that small business optimism is crashing. We're at record lows. We haven't seen this since 2013. This is unbelievable. The whole thing is completely falling apart. And people can see all of this very, very clearly. And people, as it gets harder and harder for people to live, to make ends meet, people understand who's accountable. They understand who's responsible for all of this. And remember, since it's a controlled demolition, the Patriots have the ability to control what is going on and to shift us into something completely different. Now, what's very interesting with inflation, with high fuel prices, with food and everything else, Americans are looking for alternative methods for staying afloat as their resources are dwindling. And what's very interesting about all of this is people now are resorting to microloans to buy gas and groceries. This is how bad it is getting. And why is it getting this bad? Because the wages are not keeping up with inflation. I remember from the very beginning, the fake news was out there. The Fed was out there saying, oh, no, inflation's going to be great. Oh, it's going to be fine because wages are going to go up. Prices of items are going to go up, which really means the devaluation of the currency. And it's going to be like the 70s. But it isn't. Actually, it's not that way at all. It's actually the opposite. Tommy Piggott put this out on Twitter. He said, Joe Biden is the pay cut president. Year over year, real wage growth, your paycheck, accounting for inflation, has been negative every single month since Biden passed his $1.9 trillion stimulus. By contrast, real wages were only negative 1 month during Trump's entire four-year term. And when you look at the graph, it shows when Biden forced through the $1.9 trillion stimulus package, wages were about 1.5%. And as of today, as of May, I should say, 2022, right now, wages are down negative 3%. That tells you everything you need to know. This is why people are having a very difficult time. This is why inflation is not what everyone thought it was going to be. They thought it was going to be like the 70s when the system first came online, when wages moved up and everything else moved up. And you, all of a sudden, instead of $15,000 a year, you were making $30,000 a year. And all of a sudden, your house was $25,000 when you purchased it, and it was worth $50,000, but you had a loan out on $25,000. So your salary went up and your mortgage stayed the same. And it felt like, wow, things are incredible. But remember, we're at the end of their system. It doesn't work that way at the end of the system. The end of the system, everything completely falls apart. And this is why the private West central bank is pushing so hard to get central bank digital currency. And they're trying to convince people that the central bank digital currency is going to bring in stability. It's going to help with bank runs. It's going to help to control all this. Actually, what it's going to do, it's going to help them control the people. It's going to help them control people and shut down their ability to move currency around or to use currency. This is why they can control the bank runs, because when everything's digital and everything is controlled from the top, which is the Federal Reserve, if they see people heading into their systems and they want to move it to someplace else or do something out of a bank or whatever they're doing, all they got to do is flip a switch and say, you can't do that. You're cut off. And this is what they're pushing. But we can see the Patriots, they're pushing back. And I do believe the people are starting to catch on. Think about all the countries and all the different banks now that are allowing people to transition into Bitcoin. We see out in Swiss, the banking arm of the Swiss Post Office and fifth largest Swiss retail bank is set to launch Bitcoin trading and custody services by 2024. So they're going to allow about, 2 million customers to buy, sell, and hold Bitcoin by 2024. So they're already moving in this direction. Bullion Bitcoin and BS on Telegram put this out and says, the Federal Reserve System Bank of Cleveland writing about how the Lightning Network is turning Bitcoin into money. You don't say. You mean it's like currency? Yes. And in the end, all these countermeasures, as they're being put into place and as the central bank is trying to put theirs into place, the people are going to see the two. And the people are going to say, well, wait a minute. Let's see. This is decentralized. You're not controlling me. We don't have to borrow it. There's no interest attached to it. Since there's no interest, you mean we don't have to pay taxes? Wait a minute. This is a better alternative. And I do believe in the end, people are going to see the truth of all of this, because as the fiat currency completely implodes on itself and it becomes worthless, people are going to start to look at gold. They're going to start to look at Bitcoin. They're going to look at alternative currencies and say, why should I hold on to this? Maybe I should hedge what I have. I need an insurance policy. And I do believe that is going to happen and is already happening. And this will continue on. And as banks make it a lot easier for people to take their funds and just move it into Bitcoin, how easy is that? The population, all they have to do is say, click, okay, I'm now in an alternative currency. The government doesn't control it. The Fed doesn't control it. Actually, it's completely decentralized. I can use it to pay my bills. I can use it to get paid in. And people are going to see this. And actually, as the fiat currency continually falls apart, people are going to say, okay, look, gold, Bitcoin, this is starting to move up as currency moves the other way. Now, remember, during this process, the private Western central banks, they don't want you to realize that there's alternative currencies that are a lot better than their currency, but people already can see it. Listen, you need 1,800 Federal Reserve notes, actually, I think it's 17 and change now, to buy 1 ounce of gold. Go back to the 30s. You only need 35 Federal Reserve note pieces of paper to buy the 1 ounce of gold. You already see that gold held its value and the fiat currency does not. Even with Bitcoin coming down, you still need 19,000 Federal Reserve notes to buy one Bitcoin. People can see this very, very clearly. And I do believe as things get worse and worse and worse and they lose control and people start to realize what's going on, you're going to see gold and Bitcoin start to move in the opposite way. And that's when people are going to go, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here? But remember, the central bank needs to keep it suppressed for as long as they possibly can to try to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But I don't believe that this plan is going to work. I do believe as banks and other countries move into alternative currencies or go back to gold, their national currency, the central bank is going to have a very big problem. Remember, they don't have a cover story. They don't have a war. They don't have a pandemic, global economic shutdown. Everything is being played out in the open. And when you do this, the majority of the people can see the truth. And when the majority of the people can see the truth, the majority of the people can make an informed decision of what to do next. And I do believe that is what's coming next. Now let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the puppet masters, they are doing everything they possibly can. They know the midterms are coming up. They know they don't have a chance. So what are they doing? They're pushing COVID 2.0. Remember when Biden said, oh, I think we have another wave of COVID coming, another pandemic? Well, they're trying to throw everything they possibly have at this to try to go back to the way it was during 2020. But I don't believe that this is going to work. I do believe this is already a failed push, because we could see a lot of the states already got rid of the drop boxes. They want voter ID. They changed the laws. And when you have a red wave and you have a landslide and you have too many people voting on one side, there is no way to cheat to make up those amounts of ballots to alter what we are seeing. They would have to shut down the elections for days. And I don't believe they're going to be able to do this. And I do believe that the people, they are going to show the deep state players, show the puppet masters that you cannot tell us who we want in our government offices. We are going to elect the patriots. We are going to remove the criminal syndicate. And I do believe that time is coming. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see Dan Scavino, he sent a message, and I do believe that everything is heading in the right direction for the patriots and the deep state system. They're in trouble. They're panicking right now. Everything that they've tried with the unselect committee, pushing propaganda through the fake news, pushing propaganda through big tech, all of it is failing right now, which means they are preparing for a scare event. They're preparing for chaos. They're preparing for all of this. They're reacting to the patriots who are continually pushing them down this path. Now, every time the deep state wants to go left or right, the patriots say, no, 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 you're going down where we want you to go, because this is the path that we want you to take. We know your playbook. We know what you're doing. And this is where you're going to end up. So everyone can see who the treasonous individuals are, who are the people that committed sedition. Everyone is going to see these individuals. They are going to be brought into the light, and people are going to see the truth. And I do believe this is all in preparation for the storm. And as the storm approaches, we know that Trump, he's going to be brought to a safe location, which is completely undisclosed, while all this plays out. Now, this is going to be very interesting. We're going to be talking about this a little bit later in this report. But first, let's talk about the fake news, because we can see the ratings are dropping like a rock. The people are no longer believing them. And Trump, he put out a truth and a statement, and this is what his truth says on Truth Social. He says, wow, the failing New York Times is really failing now, down more than 40% and heading lower. Fake news. And this is what he said in a statement. The failing New York Times is down 40% year to date because they are fake news. Their reporters are dishonest, and their front page has become a work of total fiction, not news. They hate our country, and they hate reporting the truth, which is why America is not respected and our nation has never been weaker. Instead, they obsess over January 6th, just like they did over impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the Mueller witch hunt, and Russia, Russia, Russia. The New York Times will continue to decline because people no longer believe their reporting is even close to being true. Fake polls, phony stories, and made up quotes. They are a disgrace to journalism and have set it back many, many years. The New York Times is truly the enemy of the people. And yes, CNN is, MSNBC, even Fox News is the enemy of the people. All of these organizations are part of the same system, and they are pushing fake information, which is called propaganda. Actually, Jim Jordan kind of sums it all up, and he put this out on Twitter. He said, the template, the left makes up a lie, big media reports it, big tech amplifies it, and when you try to tell the truth, the disinformation board comes for you. That's pretty much what they do. And before the disinformation board, what did they do? They censored you. They used these fake fact checkers to fact check you to make it seem like, oh no, these people are talking about conspiracy. But if you notice, as time goes on, and time is an amazing thing because the truth and the facts, they come out. And every time the fact checkers use their propaganda, every time fake news uses their propaganda, as time goes by, the facts rise to the top, the truth rise to the top and shoves down the propaganda. And people can see this time and time again. And it's getting harder and harder for them because every time they come out with propaganda, they can't follow it up with anything, because once you put the propaganda out there and the facts start to seep in, you can't counter it with more propaganda. It doesn't work because you have the documentation. Yes, you can lie. You can pretend that you're telling the truth, but the documentation, the facts, the truth will override it every single time. Now, what's very interesting is Jill Biden, she was giving a speech and she kind of compared Latinos to tacos. And the Latino community took offense to this, and the NAHJ put this out. The NAHJ encourages FLOTUS and her communications team to take time to better understand the complexities of our people and communities. We are not tacos. Our heritage and Latinos is shaped by various diasporas, culture, and food traditions. Do not reduce us to stereotypes. Absolutely. Now, she did come out and apologize, but we can see what they're really doing. Actually, if you listen to their statements and you listen to Joe Biden, you listen to Jill Biden, you listen to all these individuals, they're actually the ones who are turning out to be racist. Isn't that interesting? And the other thing that's very interesting, since we're talking about the Bidens, is Hunter Biden, because everything is being released and people are seeing the true nature of Hunter Biden and how he is working with Joe Biden and how they're both working together on their businesses. Now, Crabman on Twitter put this out and said, Joe Biden said he knew nothing about Hunter Biden's business, but in the late 2018's exchange in the text messages, it looks as if Hunter Biden needed his dad's permission to wire money to Awasco LLC, Hunter's work. At very least, it shows that Biden family accountant handled both things. Then we have Hans on Twitter. He said the following. Awasco was the vehicle through which Yi Jianming, missing Chinese billionaire, funneled cash to Hunter. Awasco was also the vehicle through which Hunter funneled leftover money to himself after he disappeared. Huge problem if Joe Biden finances were commingled with Awasco. That is very interesting. And it seems that more and more information is coming out showing that Joe Biden was directly involved in Hunter Biden's business. And I do believe that is what Weiss is probably working on, showing the connection, showing how they actually worked together and he knew everything that Hunter was doing and how they were receiving money from China, receiving money from Ukraine and laundering this money. Why do you think they keep sending money out to Ukraine? Because that is their money laundering operation. We'll be talking about that in just a minute. But remember when they went after Barron Trump? And I do believe this was during one of the impeachment hoaxes, and they started to bring him into the picture, and it was a woman who was doing this. And this is completely off limits because Barron had nothing to do with this. First of all, he's a minor. But again, the fake news, the criminal syndicate, they don't really care. Whatevs on Twitter put this out and said, remember when the left and the mainstream media went after 12-year-old Barron Trump, but can't muster up a single negative thing to say about a 50-year-old son of the current president who is on video banging hookers and smoking crack, laundering money for his father, being treasonous, being seditious? Wow, they can't come up with anything. Now, remember, we've said this from the very beginning. It's infiltration from within. When the criminal syndicate controls the FBI, controls, is part of the FBI, part of the CIA, part of the banking system, part of Hollywood, part of the swamp in D.C. When the criminal syndicate is all of this, it's just like a mafia running a town where they control the prosecutor, the judges, and everything else. Nothing can be done, get done. They can't, they won't touch their own people. This is why they're not touching the Bidens. They're protecting themselves. Actually, the FBI is protecting themselves. The DOJ is protecting themselves. The swamp creatures are protecting themselves because they're all part of the criminal syndicate. They're all guilty of this, and they're not going to turn on their own people. This is how it works. Now I think people are seeing this very, very clearly. And when Trump said the swamp is deep and wide and we're going to bring down the entire system, this is the system. The system must be destroyed. These people must be held accountable. These people must be brought to justice. And I do believe that is exactly what's going to happen. Now, remember, during all of this, the deep state's not just going to give up and say, hey, all right, you got me. I'm done with it. They're going to keep moving forward with their agenda because in their minds, they're in control. They think they're in control. They think they still can get out of this because they've done this for a very long time. They don't even know what the truth is anymore because they put lie after lie after lie and they believe that they can get away with everything. They got rid of the other people that tried to stop them and they're thinking to themselves, don't worry, we're going to get this person out of the way. The problem is it's not just one person. It's the country. The majority of the country now is waking up to this. The majority of the country now is watching this all play out. Remember, the war is no longer silent. The war is now out in the open and people can see this very clearly. And they're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. They're pushing their agenda. Remember the 16-year plan. Get rid of the weapons. Bring us to war. They are following all of this. Now, what's very interesting is we know they're coming after the weapons. They've been talking about it. They want the disarmament bills. And Town Hall on Twitter put this out and said, Biden today, none of what I'm talking about infringes on anyone's Second Amendment rights. I support the Second Amendment. Biden, moments later, assault weapons need to be banned. I'm determined to ban these weapons again. I mean, really think about what he's saying here. Then we have crazy Michael Moore. He's proposing anti-gun 28th Amendment. So he wants to add this to the U.S. Constitution. And remember, the Constitution is a living document. He wants to add this to remove the rights of the people for gun safety. So this is what he's proposing. The inalienable right of a free people to be kept safe from gun violence and the fear thereof must not be infringed and shall be protected by the Congress and the states. This amendment thus repeals and replaces the Second Amendment. Section 1 of Moore's proposed amendment read, Section 2 outlined the restrictions that would be imposed for the few situations in which guns could be owned. He noted a national registry, a licensing program allowing guns to be used for hunting, target shooting, and most rarely for self-defense. The section also outlines an extensive background check, including mental health check, interviews with partners and ex. It also includes mandatory 1 month waiting period. Section 3 calls for a written test and firearm safety course. Section 4 raised the minimum purchase age to 25. Section 5 lists the firearms that would be banned under the proposed amendment. And it goes down the list. But the problem with this is that this is repugnant to the Constitution. Remember, the Bill of Rights are not just amendments. The Bill of Rights, which was structured by our founders to be the rights of the people, they were not given by the government. You were born with these rights. And I do believe this is why they put the Ninth Amendment there, which says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Yes, there are other rights that aren't outlined in the Constitution, but these are the specific rights that people are born with. So the Constitution, the people trying to remove it, you can't remove something that they never gave you, because you're born with it. And this is why they actually made this the Bill of Rights, the first 10. And they said, yes, these are the rights the people are born with. And remember, there was a ruling from the Supreme Court, Marbury versus Madison, I do believe, that says anything that's repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. So when you try to bring in an amendment in that is repugnant to the Constitution, the structure of the Constitution, it's completely null and void. And if you refer to the Ninth Amendment, it seems like it's automatically void because now you're hitting upon someone's rights. This is not an amendment that was added later on like slavery or anything like that. This is the structure of the people's rights that they're born with. So this is a dead end for them, and they know it. But they're trying to convince the people, and it's not going to work. Now, what's very interesting is that we can see the optics are absolutely incredible. Remember, if you're expecting Trump and Elon Musk and all the players to come out and say, hey, look, we agree, this is our plan. We're going after the deep state. We're trying to expose big tech and many other things. And these are the people that are doing it, and I'm along with them. This is not how war is fought. You don't telegraph your moves. You don't point out to the people that you're working with. Actually, you do the opposite. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You ever play poker? You ever play chess? Do you go, hey, by the way, I'm going to move here and here and I'm going to have checkmate on you. Hey, in poker, guess what my hand is? You never do that. You bluff. Look at the optics of Trump and Elon Musk right now. Remember, Trump, he was at his rally, and he said, Musk is another bullshit artist. Elon responded to this and says, I don't hate the man, but it's time for Trump to hang up his hat and sail into the sunset. Dems should also call off the attack. Don't make it so that Trump's only way to survive is to regain the presidency. This is called optics. Why? Because now people are looking at Elon Musk. Oh, wait, he wanted Twitter, but he hates Trump. Hey, let's have him on the news. And then one time they have him on the news, he's going to say something, just like Bill Barr and the rest, and they're not going to be able to shut it down. And they're going to be on there, out there saying it. And we're going to see this play out in the end. It's going to be very, very interesting. And the fake news, the deep state players, they won't even know what to do. Think about when the corrupt politicians, the fake news, hear that someone hates Trump. What do they automatically do? They bring them on. They say, ah, here's another person. Great. We need this person. He's on our side. She's on our side. This is fantastic. What do you think Trump and the Patriots are setting up right now? Optics are incredible right now. This is how stupid the deep state players are. This is how stupid the fake news is. They keep falling for the bait and they keep taking it because they have nothing else. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we mentioned this before, is Biden now is out there. And the deep state players are out there and they're sending another $1.7 billion to Ukraine. Now, is there going to be a certain point where the people are able to say no, no more? Because the people really don't want another $1.7 billion sent to Ukraine while the people here in the country are suffering. And they're telling us we just have to take it while they're sending $1.7 billion over to Ukraine. And this has nothing to do with the American people. This has to do with their system. Remember, they're fighting for their lives out in Ukraine. And they're losing. Every single day, they're losing more and more of their system. Their system's being destroyed and they can't stop it. They're panicking right now. And they know if they lose, or I should say, when they lose the midterms, they are screwed. So what are they doing right now? They're bringing up the Marburg virus. They're bringing up monkeypox. They're bringing everything out that they possibly can. I don't think they were able to bring out the pandemic that they really wanted. I think that was destroyed and actually captured and exposed when Putin came in. So I don't believe they have the ammunition to do this. And this is why they're trying to use COVID again. And they're saying, hey, look, there's another variant out there. I mean, look at monkeypox right now. Monkeypox, this is all for show. There's only 0.0002% of the population infected with monkeypox. And we're all doomed? Does that make any sense? No. But we do have the WHO out there that's declaring COVID remains a public health emergency of international concern. We have Xavier Becerra out there saying that we're going to see a resurgence of the virus this fall. Now, think about, why is it coming this fall? Well, first of all, cold, flu season, it always happens in the fall. And this way they can convince the people, hey, by the way, these are the symptoms. Do you feel like you have a fever? Are you sniffling? Are you coughing? Are you congested? Oh, you might have COVID. I mean, think about what they use to create COVID. That's what it is, because really, they have nothing else. Most of the people aren't getting COVID, but they're trying to convince people that, oh, yes, it's going to resurge in the fall. Hey, right before the midterms, isn't that interesting? Then we have Biden out on Twitter. I don't believe he's typing this. It says, my team and I have been monitoring the BA5 variant of COVID-19 for months. We're prepared and we know how to manage this moment with the vaccines, treatments, and other tools we have widely available. And what I find very interesting about this is they continually push the vaccines. Why? Because no one's taking them. So they're trying to make it seem like, hey, this would be the perfect time to take it. This is why the CDC director is out there saying, my message is simple. It is essential that these Americans get their second booster shot right away. They're pushing the vaccine because what does the vaccine do? When you take a test, it shows that you have COVID. And this is the way they can push COVID. Remember, they changed the test going back to December 31st of 2021 going into 2022. And the test now will show that you have COVID if you have the vaccine and you have the booster. The more people that have the vaccine and the booster, the more people that have COVID. If the more people have COVID, they could say the pandemic is back. The people right now are pushing back and they don't want the death jab. They don't want any of this because they realize it's one gigantic hoax. And what's very interesting about this is all happening right before the midterms. They do believe they will have the upper hand if they can push the same exact agenda that they used in 2020. Do you really think this is going to work? No, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster, and it's going to fall apart on them. I do believe that they were expecting to have some other pandemic, and I don't believe they wanted to use COVID. This is why they have Marburg. This is why they have monkeypox. They're just trying to get anything out there because monkeypox, that's also from the vaccines, which is shingles and things like that, and it looks like monkeypox. If you notice, how many people do you see walking around with monkeypox? Not many, huh? Because they don't have what they need. So they're going to use COVID again because that was scary back in 2020. But I think the people at this point in time, they realize, really, COVID again? Because isn't it just like the flu and most of the people, they just survive because they have natural immunity and they don't have to worry about it? And like I said from the very beginning, if this was truly a pandemic, you would see the homeless dead all over the place. Because they have compromised immune systems. But you didn't see that, did you? Interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Starbucks stores, they're going to be closing in major cities due to increased threats from bathroom drug dens. Now, think about this for a second. Why do they have a problem in their bathrooms? Well, the reason why they're going to be shutting 16 locations in major cities is because of what they did back in 2018. They were virtual signaling. And they had this campaign, which included the installation of needle deposit boxes at various locations after employees signed a petition demanding the company do more to protect them. So they had people coming in, they were depositing their needles in the bathrooms, and all of a sudden you had homeless, drug people in there. And now the company announced that it will be permanently closing 6 stores, each in Seattle, Los Angeles, as well as 2 in Portland, and single locations in Philadelphia and DC at the end of the month. Their entire mission completely fell apart and they caused this problem. Interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is with this Unselect Committee And remember, the Gateway pundit came out and said, hey, by the way, the FBI did infiltrate certain individuals. We know Antifa was out there, BLM, neo-Nazis, the Capitol Police were on it, in on it. And we can see that their entire January 6th insurrection, which was their insurrection, is completely falling apart. And Steve Horn, he put this out on Twitter. He says, I think I found James Knowles. He says, I found five clips from around 1430 showing James Knowles in the Capitol building. The Gateway pundit has named him as the confidential human source who was spying on the Proud Boys for the FBI, as revealed in the leaked documents published today. And it shows the video of this individual. So he was there, and he was the FBI. This whole thing is a complete and utter setup. I wonder what Trump and the Patriots have on all of this, because Trump continually mentions Nancy Pelosi. She was in charge of security. Did she want this to happen? Was she trying to cover up November 3rd? I do believe so. This whole thing is falling apart around them. But you could see the fake news. They keep pushing back. Actually, Patriots Are in Control on Telegram put this out. And it says, see how the fake news operates? The Associated Press writes a full-blown propaganda piece, which is then picked up by the countless other news outlets that parrot the brainwashing out to millions more. And it says, Trump's siren call to extremists. And it just keeps repeating it. It's the same headline, same everything. It's almost like bots. If you really look at Twitter and YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, the bots continually say the same exact thing, word for word. And you can tell that this is not everyday people, because you wouldn't be putting that out there the exact same way. And when you see this, and the only thing that's different is the name and the picture, you know something's up. It's the same thing with the fake news. It's almost like they're the bot army for the deep state, because they just keep repeating the same thing over and over and over. Interesting, isn't it? Now, Steve Bannon, he says he will testify live and in person. And as soon as he said that, it seems that the January 6th committee didn't want him to testify live and in person. They want this behind closed doors. Isn't that interesting? But there is a D.C. judge who said that Bannon must stand trial next week for refusing to speak to the January 6th committee, even though he said that he will speak to them now. But remember, we have certain individuals that continually say that these subpoenas are absolutely meaningless, because the unselect committee is just that, unselect. They don't have the authority to subpoena people, because they picked the Republicans. The Republican minority didn't put these people into position. And this whole thing is one-sided. They don't have any authority right now. It's a gigantic scam. Trump, he put out three truths on True Social. This is what he said. Can anyone even imagine the Unselect Committee, which was formed solely for the purpose of bringing down my numbers, or worse, relying on the fake and made-up stories, already largely debunked, of female scam artist Cassidy Hutchinson, who desperately wanted to go with Trump team to Florida long after January 6th and went crazy when she was told no? They called her a leaker, and worse, didn't want her. Then he said, look at the people sitting on the Unselect Committee of the political hacks and thugs. Have you seen them before? Yes, they are essentially the same lunatics that drove the country crazy with their lies and made up stories like Russia, 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 and all the others who were caught in the act so many times. And now they're just going with this hoax, which is as true as me trying to strangle a Secret Service agent from behind, she said. The beast. I wasn't even in the beast. Isn't that interesting? Then he said, isn't it incredible that the people who cheated, rigged, and stole the 2020 presidential election, for which there is a massive and incontestable evidence and proof, and now even the Wisconsin Supreme Court just ruled the ballot boxes, which are impossible to control and easy to cheat with, are illegal, are totally protected from harm? The fix is in, and the people that caught them cheating are being investigated. Someday soon, this will change, or we won't have a country anymore. And I do believe that one day that this is going to change. Think about the offensive. Think about all the people that Trump is endorsing. When these people are elected, and we have certain attorney generals, we have certain governors, mayors, we have the representatives, the Senate, all in place, do you think there's going to be a decertification of the 2020 elections? That should be very interesting, shouldn't it? Because all the evidence is pointing to fraud. And we can see the cases are now building. And yes, there's going to be lawsuits. Yes, the Department of Justice, the Biden administration, they're going to fight against this, or maybe it's not Biden, maybe it's someone else that's in there, because we know that a change of batter is coming. They're going to fight this and they're going to push back on it. And I do believe it's going to lead up to the Supreme Court. And at that point, the Supreme Court, from all the evidence from 2000 Mules, everything that Catherine Engelbrecht, everything that Greg Phillips have been doing, everything that has been done with the forensic audits, everything that Wisconsin has done, the Supreme Court rulings, I do believe probably at this point, the Supreme Court will take up the case. And I do believe additional evidence might be produced at this time. Remember, to have something brought to the Supreme Court. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. You need irrefutable evidence. You need to build the case over time. And it started out with Trump, Giuliani, and others, where they went around to the different legislatures and they had people testify under oath. And they testified that there was cheating. That's how it began. That's how they got the legislators to start to move on all of this. And then it built and built and built as time goes on. And in the end, I do believe, with all the evidence that's going to come out, and I do believe there's going to be a lot more, the Supreme Court, in the end, if it gets that far, will rule that the election was fraudulent. And we're going to have to see how this all plays out, because this is going to be very, very interesting. And I do believe while all this is going on, the deep state, as they're losing, they're going to cause chaos. They're going to try to push the scare event. They're going to have a communication blackout. They're going to use everything in their power to try to shut this down, because they're going to be in such a deep panic. They won't know what else to do, because you only do these things when you're losing. When you're winning and you have the upper hand, there's no need to do that. Do you see Trump and the Patriots doing this? Do you see them having a communication blackout? Do you see them destroying things, creating chaos, having riots? No, because they have the upper hand. You only do these things when you don't. Go back to 2016. The deep state back then, Hillary Clinton and the rest, they thought they had the upper hand. They had the fake news. They had big tech. They had the polls showing that Trump was losing. They thought they had the election. There was nothing to worry about. Did you see destruction? Did you see blackouts, communication blackouts? Did you see big tech censoring? Did you see any of that? No, they didn't. You know why? Because they thought they had the upper hand. Now they don't. Now you can see the opposite of what is happening right now. Now, what's very interesting, and I want to go back to post 35, because Patel Patriot brought something up that was very interesting. So let me just read the post first so you understand what we're talking about. This is November 1st, 2017. And let me read the whole thing so you understand. POTUS will be well insulated and protected on AF1 and abroad, specific locations classified, while these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment. It is time to take back our country and make America great again. Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and return power to the people. It is our hope that this message reaches enough people to make a meaningful impact. We cannot yet telegraph this message through normal methods for reasons I'm sure everyone here can understand. Follow the questions from the previous threads and remain calm. The primary targets are within D.C. and remain at the top on both sides. The spillover in the streets will be quickly shut down. Look for more false flags, stay alert, be vigilant, and above all, please pray. For God so loved the world that he gave this one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Love is patient, love is kind. God bless my fellow Americans, 41020, which is Donald J. Trump. That's what the numbers match up to the letters, and that's what it stands for. So the question now is, the statement, the first part of the sentence, I should say, where it says POTUS will be well insulated, protected on AF1 and abroad. So a lot of people thought it was Air Force One because that makes sense. AF1, Air Force One. But Patel Patriot, he brought up something very interesting. Remember, he's been following the devolution process. He's been looking at everything, documenting everything, and he's very, very thorough in what he does. And he put this out on Telegram. And he says, people have been bouncing this drop around and something caught my eye. Has anybody ever considered AF1 to be Alternative Facility 1? The drop screams devolution if you read it as Alternative Facility. Now, people say, well, wouldn't it be in Alternative Facility, in the facility? Well, do you say in the base or on the base? So think about that for a second. But if you do go to the continuity of government and you look at COGCON levels, COGCON 4 all the way up to 1, it's almost like DEFCON. And if you read some of these, it might as well be the alternative facility. And maybe they numbered them, alternative facility number 1, 2, 3, 4. So COGCON 4, it says federal executive branch government employees at their normal work locations maintain alternative facility and conduct periodic continuity readiness exercise. COGCON 1 says full deployment of designated leadership and continuity staffs to perform the organization's essential functions from alternate facilities, either as a result of or in preparation for a catastrophic emergency. Now, that is very interesting. So the whole thing is pointing to alternate facilities. Now, does this mean that Trump might be in an alternative facility? It's starting to seem that way. And actually, if you really think about it, Trump has actually been running a shadow government. Remember going back in time to post 4164, and there was another one, which was 4311, where Q talked about shadow presidency, where Obama, John Kerry, they were the shadow government working against Trump. Remember, Trump always liked to get back at them and probably uses the same strategy as they did. I do believe Trump right now is running a shadow government. He's the shadow president, and the resident is in the White House. So basically, he's doing to them what they did to him. Let me just go back to post 4164. This is May 9, 2020. It says, what foreign-born assets elected to Congress? What foreign-born assets are attempting to get elected to Congress? What is the primary party to which they serve? D. How do you control your own budget? How do you control agency regs? How do you control your own destiny? Loss of control? Define shadow government. And then post 4311, May 24, 2020, there's a picture of John Kerry meeting with an Iranian leader. And it says, welcome to the shadow presidency of Barack Hussein Obama. So I wonder if Trump right now is actually doing what they did to him and in reverse. But Trump has the upper hand. He has the leverage because he caught them all. He knows who's treasonous. The military knows who's treasonous. And I do believe that maybe Air Force One is not AF1. Maybe it's alternate facility one. And Dan Scavino, he put out an interesting tweet. There's a video of Trump with Shinzo Abe, and it says, rest in peace, Shinzo Abe. This is on July 12th, and the post is at 2:11, and the video is 42 seconds long. So if you go to post 42, it says the following. We serve at the pleasure of the president. Donald J. Trump. Is Scavino trying to let us know that he is truly the president? I do believe so. Then if we go to post 211, this is November 3rd, 2017. It says NK, North Korea, underscore SpaceX. Now, SpaceX is what? Elon Musk, North Korea. So we know there's a scare event coming. We know that they're going to try to make it look like there's some type of nuclear attack. We know that New York City already had a drill. Is Scavino trying to let us all know that SpaceX, where they launch the satellites into space, and this is his space program, is this going to come into play where this scare event is going to completely fall apart on them? It's starting to seem that way. And it's starting to seem that the Patriots, They planned this out from the very beginning. And it seems that the deep state players, they are panicking. They don't have the upper hand. Everything that they're doing is failing. And I do believe this is why they're pushing Biden out. I do believe he wants out right now. They're having a change of batter. They know they're not going to win the midterms. They're already bringing in COVID 2.0 and many other different viruses that they're trying to use. They know they're at the losing end of all of this. And I do believe that these swamp creatures, these treasonous individuals, they are going to push chaos, communication blackout, and a scare event. And I do believe the Patriots are prepared and ready for all of this. And they're going to counter everything that they're doing. And in the end, just like back in 1994 with Jimmy Carter, these individuals are going to look stupid to the American people because Trump most likely will step in and calm the situation down. He'll be known as the peacekeeper. The other individuals will known as, they'll be known as the war makers. And I do believe we're heading in this direction. We'll have to see how this all plays out, but it's very, very interesting how all of these pieces are coming together. And let's bring in all the other pieces with Durham, Weiss, everything that's being brought out about Hunter Biden. It's all coming down around them, especially with election fraud. And they won't survive this. They're struggling right now. They're panicking. They're in a deep fear. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com.